Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Chapra Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. Our guest today is a young woman, originally from Argentina, now living in South Africa, who has created a platform for vetted spiritual practitioners called Oracle.com. And her name is Wenu Solsona. Hello, Wenu. Welcome to our show.
Hello, Vivian. Thank you so much for having me. So good to be here.
Fantastic. And when when you contacted me, you had no idea. We should let the listeners in on this, that you had no idea that Neil and I were from South Africa and the Chapra Show was being done by people who originally lived in South Africa. Isn't that correct?
That's correct, yes. Actually, my PR company reached out to you guys. And yeah, we reach out to people in the U.S., but we're here in Cape Town. And this, as you probably know, there's a huge spiritual community on this side of the world too. So we're uniting from all corners of the world.
I know, it was so amazing when I discovered that you're actually in South Africa. And I just thought we should let the listeners know that we discovered this once we spoke to each other, because they'll be able to hear we have similar accents and they'll think, what's this? Did Vivian know her from before? But that's not all that we have in common, is there? It turned out, when we chatted to each other in January, it turned out that we went to the same high school, even in Cape Town.
That's right. I know. That's crazy. I mean, how small is the world to go to the same high school to people in opposing sides of the planet?
Well, and I'm totally deprived of a community of people who went to the same high school as me now that I live in Cincinnati. So this is absolutely fantastic for me. And it's true, there's a big metaphysical community in South Africa. I mean, we watched a show about somebody feed Phil, and they had the South African, he went to Cape Town, and then they even talked about chakras on the show, and the people, and they were talking about energy healing, and I was like, wow, in South Africa, this is where this information came forward, in a food travelogue show, so there's a very active metaphysical community in South Africa, you're right.
Yeah, especially here in Cape Town. I think they say that the energy of Table Mountain attracts a lot of people. I literally live at the base. I'm the first row of houses at the base of Table Mountain with a beautiful view of the city. So I feel the energy here. I feel very grounded, and it's like a good space to explore the upper realms by staying grounded here next to this mountain.
It is an extraordinary mountain. I mean, Table Mountain and the vortexes, everyone's keen on Sedona here in the United States. And we are too, but because of how Table Mountain has trained us, that very interesting spiritual dynamic that emanates throughout the city. So let's go to your platform. Your platform, can you tell us the name of your platform? And also to spell it, because it is spelled differently.
Yes. So it is Oracle, but it's spelled O-R-Y-K-L. Obviously, we've got a competitor, Oracle Corporation, that we didn't feel like going up against. But we also really liked the different spelling. And, of course, it means Oracle. And that's just there's many meanings of that word too, but essentially it's somebody who's got wisdom to share with others from higher realms. So somebody that can tap into the spirit world and give us the messages that come through, basically.
I want to just say that I don't usually like words that are spelled differently from their actual spelling, but with oracle, there's something very special about that why. It's because we have this question, why? Why life? What is life? We have this question, why, that doesn't get answered. And the only way that we can possibly answer such a question is to get out of ourselves, to go beyond ourselves. And so there's this kind of symbolism of the why in the way that you're spelling oracle that especially strikes me.
Well, amazing. Thank you, because, Vivian, I had not thought of that myself. And I love that. I really love it, especially that it's in the middle of the word, right?
Yes,
so thank you,
because
I'm going to be using that.
No, I didn't realize it myself. It had entered my mind unconsciously, and now in your presence as we're talking together, I really got it. And maybe it was a channeled moment. I don't know. But it started to, the why started to flash at me. And I thought, that's a moment of perfection there. And I really appreciate it. So, you know, it's just a kind of integrity between what your platform is and this unusual spelling of the word oracle. So tell us more about the platform.
Sure. Well, Vivian, I'll maybe mention briefly my personal background, which has been in starting and running businesses. Here in South Africa, I ran a company called Adventure Bhutan for 11 years, where we grew to, we had over 40 franchises all over the country, and then I had an outdoor cinema called the Galileo, and that also, over a period of 9 years, grew substantially. And I'd had other businesses, and so I had the business background to do anything really that I wanted to. Not anything, but you know, I just, once you've been, had your own business for over 20 years, you can't become good at just running a business. And I just I wanted my next business to really help the world. I felt like I could have a global impact. And I just knew I was going to sell the Galileo soon and start something else, but I didn't know what. And in 2020, I was sitting in meditation like I do most nights, and the idea came to me. And in fact, the word oracle came, and you know, it's so funny. I don't know if my memory is, maybe I've been changing it over the months, but I remember the word oracle, but funny enough, I don't remember the whole spelling. It was the O that grabbed me in that meditation. It was the O of oracle. If you go to our homepage, there's a circle that spins, and that was exactly the vision that I got, and the idea to do this platform, which I'll tell you about just now, but it was, for me, it was like a download, and I thought it was perfect because I really had a lot of experience with spirituality, with channeling, with just healing modalities. I'd been on the spiritual journey for 15 years. My brother passed away in 2009, and that really opened up a massive spiritual door for me as I was trying to understand where he was and if he could hear me and all sorts of things. And so having had that spiritual background of course, and healings, and not so much healings, funny enough, but more yoga and meditation. And then my business background, when this idea came to me, I thought, well, this is perfect. I'm marrying something that I absolutely love, that has brought me so much joy and love, and it's such a good thing that really helps people, and then my business background. And so, I mean, I wrote it all down, and since then I've been really working on it in some way or another, but we only launched at the end of last year, and essentially we are an online marketplace for vetted spiritual therapists and healers. And we have 12 different modalities that we specialize in. Currently, we had the session opened. We've gone back to just the directory. We are doing version 2 of the platform. So in a few months, it'll be live again where you can actually host sessions on Oracle. But at the moment, we just have a list of vetted practitioners, and we have these 12 different modalities, which I explain them as being sort of on the outer edge of spirituality, sort of pushing the edge of spirituality. And the way I explain it is that, you know, we're in 2024 now, and people, most people are aware of how good it is to be present, for example, and how just generally meditation is accepted as something that's really good for you, and being aware, and yoga is widely accepted. But we are tapping into the next layer, the one that goes a little bit further, that taps into things like, you know, your higher self and your spirit team around you. And really, it's about understanding who we are and the different levels that we exist in. And so it's a little bit further, as I say, than your average person on the street. But I feel like we're ready for it. And I feel like these practices, these modalities, haven't yet been organized, tapped into, done well, given a professional touch, because we have so many spiritual practitioners all over the world doing amazing work in these fields, but each one is on their own, doing their own little websites, their own efforts on social media, which is getting harder and harder for everybody unless you're a professional company doing these videos and reels and things. And so there are wonderful people doing wonderful work who are not being heard or seen or, you know, used for the amazing abilities that they have to heal the world. And so we want to unite that in a platform that is very, very efficient, that's very organized, that's good, that's easy for the user, for the client to use and understand and trust. And the same thing for the practitioner. And an important aspect of all of this is the aspect of trust, because it's an industry that obviously lends itself to anybody doing it. Anybody can say they are an animal communicator or, you know, a channeler or, you know, an energy healer. So how do you know if the person you're booking and paying for is going to deliver on what they say that they do, right? And that's our job. That's really my job, is to vet these people. And I have no interest in anything but helping the world. Of course, this is a business that we make money from and all that, but that's, quite frankly, is not the reason why I'm doing this. I want to bring these practices to the rest of the world, and I want those people to benefit from it and to not be taken for a ride and to really get what they came for.
So Renu, you've given me three different questions that I want to ask you, and I'm sure I won't remember all three. But my first question is, how do you vet your practitioners?
Well, sometimes they reach out to us, and sometimes we reach out to them as the initial contact. But at whatever happens first, we look at all their online content. So obviously their websites and all the social media. And again, it's not about having lots of followers or necessarily or things like that, but it's, we want to see videos of them more than anything. We mainly look for videos. And we get a very good feel from the video. I look at all of those. Now, you don't need to be a genius after looking at hundreds of these pages and these people to very quickly determine whether this is somebody that, you know, you would want or not. Not to say I'm perfect at that at all, but it's certainly very visible when it's somebody I don't want on the platform. And that's because they will say, I mean, look, there's many ways in which I do that, but they will usually say something of a lower vibrating energy, if you know what I mean. And that could mean many things. That could be many things. That could come out in many different ways. So I'm looking for high vibrating individuals, which I can really spot. But anyway, after that, we have a session, them and I, and we have a one-on-one, and it's very much just a conversation. I tell them, you know, what I'm doing. They tell me what they're doing, and I just get a feel for them. And what I'm looking for is as little ego as possible, and the right intentions. And of course,
let me interrupt you. But I need to know. I'd like to share with the listeners. What is an example of a low vibration and an ego insertion? What are examples of those two? Because those are the kind of things we do need to recognize, because we know that there are good people out there, there are well-intentioned people out there, and then there are people who are, we call it the real thing. They may be experienced, they may be more practiced, they may be more talented, but they've got that, as you say, higher vibration. Can you give us some examples to explain these dynamics?
Yeah. Well, for example, a person that in their message shares any kind of fear, or that shares any kind of self-doubt, that generally makes you feel down, is somebody that himself or herself is vibrating lower and therefore is giving that message. A person that vibrates higher will generally make you feel more expansive. You will feel more empowered. You'll feel more like yourself, less scared, more seen. That's one example. The ego, I don't know if I can give it, you can kind of see it or feel it, can't you? It's the language that's used sometimes. For example, somebody with a lot of ego will say, well, I've done so many healings and I've done this, and usually my clients, they will talk about themselves and they'll use a lot of I. It's subtle, you know, it's all subtle. And again, as I said, it's not like I can tell you these are the 10 things to look out for. Once you've done it so many times, when you just sit on that chair, it's like everything, what you practice, you get good at. And, I do a lot of work on myself a lot. You know, I recognize the stages that I'm in. So my job is also to keep myself as high vibrating as I can so that I can also spot the difference.
Yeah.
I get better and better, you know, as I do this.
I think that feeling is interesting. And if you don't mind me telling an I story myself, I think I understand what you mean, and I think I've got quite a good example, because one day, very long time ago, this was at the Taekwondo school that I left in 2002, so it must have been in the year 2000 or even 1999 or something. There was a party at the Taekwondo school, and we had to dress up in a costume, so I decided to dress up as a fortune teller, and I put on a skirt and the dangly earrings and all of that, and I took my tarot cards. And then everybody wanted me to do tarot card readings. And the truth is, I don't actually know how to read tarot cards, but I was thinking of it as a game. Well, I shouldn't have. I really shouldn't have. And I'm a little ashamed to admit that I was doing that, but also I'm not, because I think we don't really take something seriously enough. So then I am a practitioner, and I was doing some healing work at that time, energy healing sessions and so on. And I soon realized, hey, wait a second, I was just fooling around, but this is coming out a bit more serious than I intended. And so then this person who was very upset actually, you know, really was looking for advice, and I couldn't back out or anything. And the way the cards fell, I could see that she was having a hard time, and it was quite intense and serious. And I had to really pull myself together and say, I cannot tell her that this is bad, but she had begun the sort of little play session with the words, and I'm really worried and concerned about my daughter. And I thought I had to step out of myself and figure out how I could tell her without alarming her and without being negative that she was there was trouble brewing. There was definitely trouble on the horizon, because that's what the cards indicated. And I wasn't a very experienced or professional card reader, but I could tell. So I paused a moment and I stepped out of the way and I asked for help. And I said, how do I frame this positively? And the words came to me, very clearly, and I said, you know, you are right. You are right to be concerned. You are not out of line to be feeling concerned. Now let's be constructive with that concern, and let's apply it in the correct way. And that's what came to me in that moment. So I can really understand the difference between a reader or channeler or person that you're consulting that gives you negativity versus a positive outlook. It can be the same information, and yet one can be one way and one can be the other way.
Yeah. And just to maybe clarify, we don't have psychic readers on our platform, and none of our practices generally tell anything about the future. It's more about understanding ourselves and understanding who we are and why things happen in our lives and why things have happened in our lives. For example, with channeling, you could go into past lives. You could look at your Akashic records, which is your whole blueprint history of your entire soul. And so it's more an educational and empowering session so that you've got the tools to deal with whatever life throws at you.
I think that's fantastic, Lenu, because you've just revealed the why and oracle at the same time as everything else. I think this is the perfect moment for you to spell oracle for everyone so they know how to get onto your platform. And then I've got a bunch more questions for you, which we'll do after the break. So if you could just go ahead and spell oracle.com for everyone, that would be great.
Thank you, Vivian. It is oracle.com.
It's so easy and straightforward, and there's a wealth of listings there, I believe, and as well as a hope for the future. So when we come back after the break, Wenu, we're going to speak to you some more. I've got a whole lot more questions. Thank you so much, everyone. You're listening to Wenu Sulsana of oracle.com explaining this new platform that she has created. Please join us again after the break.
Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com, or for more information, visit Chopra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
If you're not in the U.S., listen up. SureTrader is one of the most trusted and reliable names in share trading. With 6-to-1 leverage and other perks, SureTrade is the best for penny stocks and day trades. To find out more, visit our advertiser page and click on the SureTrader banner.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chopras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chopras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now. There's a respected metaphysical academy that's been around for over 22 years, and it's still going strong. If you're interested in energy healing, crystal healing, developing intuition, or shamanism, then the Four Winds Academy for the Healing Arts and Sciences is exactly right for you. With in-person and online classes and full certifications, their experienced teachers work with you
and take an interest in your progress. To find out more, visit 4WindsAcademy.org. That's the number 4WindsAcademy.org. Or call 513-891-8062.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Hello and welcome back to the Chaparra Show. Today we are speaking to Huenu Salsana, who has founded an online platform for vetted spiritual practitioners called Oracle.com, and she is sharing some fascinating and empowering information with us. Huenu, I want to ask you if we could just complete that information about how you vet your practitioners for your platform, because I think this is very, very important for everyone to understand, and especially for me, because then I can refer people with a very clear and positive mindset.
Thanks, Vivian. And yeah, that is the idea of why we vet them, and we know that we are sending somebody to somebody that's the real deal. And so after we look at their online content, after we have a chat with them, which is, that one's always with myself first, and we both agree that we align on a mission, because this isn't just me approving them, they approve me. We, you know, we approve each other. We just agree that we are aligned on our intentions, and I obviously like the person, and I can see they've got enough experience, even just by the way they talk and everything they say, and then I send them to, well, they give us a session for free to somebody from our vetting team. I've got a team of 7 practitioners on Oracle that vet. And what they do is they attend the session. So we decide which is the most popular session that the new practitioner does. And this is online. And then somebody from our vetting team will actually do the session as if they were a normal client. So the entire session is as if they were any other paying client. We don't want, obviously, any special treatment, and it must just be like how it would be for everybody. And after that's done, they fill out a detailed feedback form, and if need be, I'll pick up the phone and chat with them. If not, sometimes it's a clear no, and sometimes it's a clear yes. Most of the time, not always, it's a yes, because I've already vetted them, you know, so they're almost there.
Yes. The
session really obviously is the real deal, and we want to see, you know, the results as well, how the session was and then how they felt afterwards or over the next few days. And that's it.
Yes, that's really good. So what all do you have on Oracle.com?
So we started with channeling. So we've got quite a lot of channelers. Then animal communication, Akashic records, quantum healing, energy healing, pranic healing, emotional freedom technique, which is like tapping, guided imagery, hypnotherapy, sound healing, and I'm missing one, mediumship. We just launched the directory. So this, at the moment, in fact, just yesterday, I spoke with 2 different practitioners, but at the moment we're adding more people onto our platform, so this is a really great time for any practitioner out there who might be interested in joining. And really the first part is just having a chat and learning more about each other. As I said, there's no commitment. Nobody on the platform is committed to anything, or vice versa. It's just a very much aligned, you know, co-creation of this, which is, as I said, a directory for now, but you'll be able to actually have sessions on Oracle and have a client log in and a practitioner log in. And we obviously plan on expanding it quite a lot.
So I'm familiar with most of the things that you're listing, but is it okay if I ask you more about channeling? Because that's how you started, isn't it, as a channeling platform?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so... So I've got a mixed relationship with channeling, because there's sort of, well, let me ask it this way. What entities are normally channeled?
Well, that's part of why, you know, you want to have high vibrating individuals. So The channeling that we do at Oracle and all our channelers, they're channeling much higher vibrating energies, but anything from the fifth dimension and up. So a lot of angels and archangels are channeled, a lot of ascended masters, there's your higher self or even the channeler's higher self. And then there's groups of beings, there's a lot of galactic influence at the moment on planet Earth as we're going through this ascension into the fifth dimension. Sorry, these might be terms that the listeners might be very familiar with, or this might be very weird.
I hear the fifth dimension a lot. Can you explain the fifth dimension a little bit?
So I'm no expert. I don't think I'm the best with words, because these are very difficult things to understand, because we live in this third dimension. We live in a time-space reality where we have our five senses, and it's what we see, feel, and hear, and know that is our reality. But it doesn't mean that that's all there is. And you can look at your eye. You know, your eye can see a tiny fraction of all the colors that exist, and our ear can hear only a tiny fraction. And so there is so much more that we can't sense with our five senses. And there are many different levels. And the fifth dimension is a dimension of no physicality. So beings are not physical, although some of them can densify into can live between the fourth and fifth dimension. Although, mind you, there are human beings as well in that, doing that as we speak. But I don't want to confuse things too much. There are, many dimensions that different non-physical beings reside in. The archangels are higher, but at the same time, it's a difficult concept because even each of us has a part of ourselves in all dimensions. It's just that our awareness is at this point in time in this one. But even when we fall asleep, we go to different dimensions. And so it's just bringing down that information from those dimensions, and anything that's higher vibrating will be, let's say, closer to source or closer to love, and it will always have a positive, empowering message coming through, even if they're telling you something bad, in inverted commas. So it will be a very loving, a very kind, a very, you will feel seen and heard, because the part that's really you is being seen and heard, and it's coming out. And so some people are scared of channeling, but there's nothing more loving and beautiful. And if you're getting negative messages, that person isn't channeling. They're just, you know, that's just their insecurities coming through. I don't know if to say strictly it's not channeling, because I don't know anybody, I've never met anybody that, you know, channels lower vibrating energies. I've met people that I can certainly tell you were not channeling by any means, and they were giving negative messages. But I don't know, maybe there is somebody out there. But yeah, so it should be a really beautiful experience. And remember that your higher self and their higher self of the channeler are in communication along with your whole spirit team. You don't even need to know what to ask. There'll be a message from your higher self that the channeler delivers for you. It's really beautiful.
Oh, Henry, I think you really, really explained the fifth dimension very well. So even though I work in the field and everything, I've never been able to articulate it as well as you did. So I think that was fantastic. And I think we have just enough time for you to tell everyone again how to spell oracle.com and to welcome them to your what is now a directory but will become a platform that people can actually book sessions through in the future. So it's something we really do want to keep tabs on. So tell us again about oracle.com.
Thanks, Vivian. So it's spelled oracle.com, and really that's the place to go. You can obviously link onto all the other socials and watch videos and all kinds of things on the website, but oracle.com is the place to go.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, Venu. It's been so wonderful to talk to you and to have you on the show. And congratulations on putting your business skills to such a wonderful project that really, and making it worldwide so that everybody can benefit. I think that's truly wonderful and just fantastic for me to meet a fellow South African in this field as well. Thank you so much. And thank you for
Beautiful.
Coming on the
thank
show.
You very much. Thank you. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. So everyone, you've been listening to Ueno Solsona of Oracle.com on the Shapira Show. And when we come back, Neil will be sharing his report from the spirit realm. Please join us again.
CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
Roku is like having your own video library with over 300,000 choices. And it's the best way to get Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and so much more. There's a Roku player for every budget, so go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Roku banner.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Shapiras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Shapiras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now. Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com or for more information, visit Chopra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to The Shapira Show, and I'm Neil, very pleased to be sharing with you my shamanic journeys to the spirit realm and reporting back on the guidance I receive directly from the spirits. The purpose of this journey is to travel to the spirit realm, to travel to the upper world, and request of the spirits that they give me guidance around the topic of how to have a positive attitude in these very turbulent times. So I'm standing on my mountain ledge, putting out the request to the spirits for helping me get to the upper world, for helping me ascend to the upper world, and then helping me with my request. I see the energy beam that I travel alongside. It comes into place, and now I'm traveling, just floating up alongside it. I'm going up and up and putting out the request that my beloved, compassionate spirits of the upper world be there to help me and inform me and give me guidance on this topic. And as has occurred a number of times before, I arrive at these light pink-colored steps, very wide, and I'm walking up them, and they seem to be winding around more than I've experienced before. And I find myself in a new place where I'm looking out from a very high vantage point over the landscape. And the spirits give me a message, and this is a reminder that I have had a similar experience before of having a viewpoint, having a perspective from up high, which is what I've got now. I'm surrounded by a stone balustrade, and I'm looking out and reminded that to get guidance on this question of how to help maintain a positive attitude in these very turbulent times, one needs to have a higher perspective. That when one is down in and amongst all the, call it the mess, and all the busyness, that's difficult. But to remind oneself that there is, in fact, a higher perspective to be had. And the spirits remind me of a poem from my school days, actually, called Dover Beach by Matthew Arnold, which has the phrase, "And we are here as on a darkling plain, swept with confused alarms of struggle and flight, where ignorant armies clash by night." And this has connotations of human suffering and disorder. But up here, I'm looking out over the darkling plain, and I'm looking to the horizon where there is light, there is a glow. I think it's sunrise rather than sunset. And the spirits are saying that, of course, this is the spiritual perspective. One has to climb up the stairs, i.e. ascend to the spiritual realm, to have a spiritual perspective. So the first thing is to remember that there is such a thing as a spiritual perspective, no matter how one feels. It is a battle between feeling and attitude or understanding. Up here, the air is fresh and clean, there's no contamination, and the spirits are saying that it is essential to regularly come up to these spiritual heights, to come to the higher perspective, to come to the bigger perspective where one can see over the sordid mess that so often characterizes our civilization. It's crucial to know that there is a higher perspective. One doesn't even need to understand it or even believe it, because if you know that there is such a thing, and you at least occasionally, but hopefully regularly, access this higher perspective, then it speaks for itself. It's its own reality. One doesn't need convincing of it or persuading of it. It just is. And they say that the challenge is to be aware of the suffering, but no, that's not all there is. I ask, what is this higher perspective? And they say one aspect of it is being removed from the, and they call it the muck and the mire of the darkling plain. They're saying that seeing the light, seeing that glow of light on the horizon, that is the path or the symbol of seeing God. And we need to have a glimpse of God regularly. Without that, it's easy to just be immersed in the unpleasantness of the mess, of the suffering. And I ask, how to see God? The spirits say if one simply ascends, in this case it was to the upper world, if one simply ascends to the spirit realm, one will sense or see God. They say God is one's hope. And I know that when they're saying God, it's a shorthand for sacred, for the sacred, for the glory of God, the glory that is God. And they're saying that I can go even higher than this little platform that I'm standing on. And I mean taken even higher up, where the place that I was looking out from is way below me. They say the feeling of being despondent is so strong, and they say that's the work, that's the effort that we have to make. Despite feeling despondent, or especially when feeling despondent, to ascend to the spirit realm. They say, of course, if one knows how to do it, it's to do the shamanic journey, to go to the upper world or the lower world and connect with the spirits, connect with what is sacred. We must remember to have and maintain some degree of background alertness, to notice if one's despondency is taking one under, to be alert to that, and to understand that that's a warning, that's a reminder to reestablish and strengthen one's spiritual connections, our hope for years to come. They quote, to strengthen this higher perspective while things are relatively good, while one's emotional state is not overwhelmed by despondency, that's the time to build up spiritual muscle. They've taken me way up now, and they're showing me the earth from space, and they're saying that earthly existence, while it's all-consuming, is, in the big scheme of things, in the mega grand perspective, it's nothing. It's a little blip in the cosmos. It's not our fundamental home. They say that, like that Joni Mitchell song with the words, we are stardust, but not referring to molecular origins of stardust, but referring to our very being. We are luminous, and we are characterized and illuminated by love. And we want to know this again and again. We could think of ourselves as intergalactic awarenesses. The spirits say that nothing good comes from immersing ourselves in the muck and the mire. On the darkling plane, we must give ourselves good experiences. And of course, nature is especially a good experience. Loving is a good experience. Creative is a good experience. Being present is a very positive experience. We need antidotes to the abyss. To find experience antidotes, like music, love, sensory enjoyment, sensory appreciation. And they say it's crucial to appreciate. The spirits say it's very good to be helpful to other people. And the spirits give me a rolled up pink blanket, which has got spiritual connection to it. And they're saying this is a gift for me to place over myself at night when I'm in bed, getting ready to go to sleep, and to remember to place this pink blanket over myself, and the energy of the spirit realm and its higher perspective, its love and its peace, will be over me. And I thank them, I take this gift blanket, and I return to the middle world. Thank you, spirits. Thank you. Thank you. I arrive back at my starting point, and the journey is complete. Thank you. You've been listening to Neil of the Chakra Show. We have to go on break now, and when we come back, Vivian will continue with messages from crystals.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chakras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chakras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
There's a respected metaphysical academy that's been around for over 22 years, and it's still going strong. If you're interested in energy healing, crystal healing, developing intuition, or shamanism, then the Four Winds Academy for the Healing Arts and Sciences is exactly right for you. With in-person and online classes and full certifications, their experienced teachers work with you and take an interest in your progress. To find out more, visit fourwindsacademy.org. That's the number 4windsacademy.org. Or call 513-891-8062. CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Chaperone Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. This is the part of the show where I, Vivian, talk about crystals and talk to crystals. Today, we're talking to tanzanite. Tanzanite comes from only one location, and as its name suggests, that is Tanzania. Most of us know tanzanite as an extraordinarily beautiful blue stone that comes at an extraordinarily high price. Personally, I think tanzanite is best as a piece of jewelry, either a ring or a pendant, because even though I do have a beautiful tanzanite crystal, I don't ever use it in a healing session. That's because tanzanite has such a particular effect on one's being. It is for self-work. What could this mean? It means that there is development and education which we can derive by working with others, like teachers, therapists, energy healers, ministers, and there is development and education which depends on us doing our own work for ourselves. When I was a Taekwondo instructor back in the day, I noticed this dynamic particularly strongly. In class, one could learn from the teachers and peers. But by practicing at home, on one's own, one could learn in a completely different and also necessary way. I saw this as similar to climbing a ladder. Climbing a ladder requires maintaining a balance of left and right, alternately allowing each side to support the ascent. So it was with learning Taekwondo, improving by learning in class, and then supporting that with improving by learning at home. That's how it is with tanzanite. Tanzanite inspires us to look inside ourselves for answers, to look inside ourselves for change, and then encourages us to actualize these changes, even though they are usually rather hard. I have a ring that my mother gave me, and the main stone was green, surrounded by little emeralds and diamonds. When I took the ring to be valued, the embarrassed jeweler had to tell me that the green stone was actually glass. Once he told me, I remembered that my mother had actually informed me of this, but I had forgotten. Anyway, considering I'm always buying crystals at the gem shows, I thought that I may as well seek out a gemstone for my ring. The only candidate that matched the size of the green glass was a tanzanite gem. And that ring with the tanzanite gem is the only piece of tanzanite that I have at home. I decided to put on the ring to see what would happen, whether I would get some ideas, experiences, or feelings. As soon as I put on the tanzanite ring, I did get an idea. The idea was, place the tanzanite stone to your forehead and see whether you feel anything. The moment the stone made contact with my third eye, I felt a thread of connection from my third eye chakra in front to the back of my heart chakra. The sensation was very specific, a trickling sensation. I recognized this sensation from my experience with the Alexander technique. The sensation was the same as when the soft tissue and the fascia begin to release tension in response to the Alexander technique stimulus. Wow, that's really interesting, I thought. I'm definitely going to have to explore this more. I thought I would ask tanzanite how it is managing to bring about these interesting effects, and tanzanite said this. Don't forget, I am a zoocyte, and you know very well that the keynote for zoocyte is removing negativity. For some reason, when people think about themselves, they are either trapped in narcissistic beliefs of excellence or they are trapped in self-critical thinking. Both are triggered by the same source, what Freud called the superego, with narcissism being the defense mechanism against the internalized voice and self-criticism being over-acquiescence to the internalized voice. That's what tanzanite said, and I'm going to explain the superego is the psychological internalization of authority figures, and authority figures are by definition those that are seen to be judgmental, critical, and even punishing. before thinking, oh, let's get rid of the superego then, we must remember that the superego is also the author of our conscience and morality, as its job is to teach us right from wrong and give us our own internalized moral compass. In other words, the superego supports us in understanding and observing appropriate boundaries and basically teaches us how not to be sociopaths. But its power can become excessive, causing inattention and limitations. Tanzanite gives us the means to temper the excess power of the superego when limitations need to concede to the access of higher purpose. Tanzanite says, instead of having the superego block the way, I link through the superego by routing the access to higher dynamics through the higher self, so that the third eye and crown chakras can connect to spirit guidance, power animals, angels, and more. Well, that's fantastic, and answers a different question for me. What is the relationship between the superego and the higher self? I've had this question since I trained with Melody back in the 1990s, because in Freud, you have the id, ego, and superego, and in Melody's crystal healing, and she got this from shamanic practices, you have the lower self, the inner self, the conscious self, and the higher self. And I've always wondered, what are the relationships? Now I understand that the higher self is the non-punishing, highly supportive aspect of the superego, the aspect that is part of the spirit and the soul, the aspect that develops from lifetime to lifetime. This insight leads me to ask Tanzanite, so then, do you link us to our higher selves as well? Is this a way that we can use you? And Tanzanite answers me, yes, that is a perfect way to use me. If you hold me in your hand in meditation or wear me as a ring or pendant, I will connect you with your higher self. Yes. But always remember, if you get a directive from your higher self, be responsible. Listen. Oops. There we have it. Be careful what you wish for. Don't fool around with these dynamics because they are serious. Now, I have to admit that the inevitable has happened. And as soon as I spoke to Tanzanite and figured out what it does and how it works, I did begin putting Tanzanite on the third eye of my clients. And that was to great effect. And I watched them change. And I watched them relax. It was fantastic. Thank you, Tanzanite, for adding such excellent value to these crystal healing sessions. Everyone, you have been listening to The Chakra Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. Please join us again next month.